Good afternoon, everyone. This is Craig with Craig McKinnon Networking. How are you? Thank you so much for joining me. I want to go over a quick, or I want to review quickly. The last few weeks, we've been prepping a week out to go to a networking event. Now, in my mind, when I start talking about a networking event and preparing for it, I see some sort of mixer, some sort of, maybe it's an organized networking event, but not necessarily structured. It's organized in that you're not just going out to the, you know, to the bar, out to, you know, to some public place, to the beach, whatever, and just striking up conversations or things like that, or at a party where you don't know people, but which is, it's still applicable. So I'm telling you what I see in my head, but it's some sort of like chamber mixer or a network after work where you're there, you check in, there's people expecting you to be there and expecting to network. I want you, while you're going through this a week out, to think about where it is that you might be doing this, whether it's on a bike ride with a bunch of people, whether it's, you know, maybe it's at a group fitness class, something like that. Whatever it is, wherever you see yourself, wherever you go, I want you to start seeing it in from those eyes. So a few weeks ago, we talked about, you know, pre-registering, prepaying, inviting a friend, volunteering for the event if you can, essentially incentivizing yourself to go. Then we talked about reframing. You're not necessarily looking at it any longer through the eyes of, man, I got to go have small talk. I got to go talk about the traffic and weather. I mean, I could do that anywhere. Or I might get, man, I don't want to get cornered by somebody who wants to talk about the election. I guess kind of a timely statement, like the election of what's going on in politics, or in religion or whatever. Like, you don't want to get caught in that, and how you can kind of dodge that, but also reframe into how you can help somebody. And then last week we talked about questions, just loaded questions that you have prepared for the people that you meet, not about work. It may get there eventually, and chances are it's going to, but if you can kind of get somebody's mind away from work first, I think you become a lot more memorable and somebody that they really want to talk to. So this week, I want to talk about something outside of these first couple minutes. I think this probably go fairly quickly. I want to talk about your mini commercial, because if you don't have one, you now have a week to work on it, from 7 days before you're planning on going to your event, working or creating your mini commercial. And mini commercial is essentially about a two-sentence statement about what you do, who you do it for, and why it's important to them. And a mini commercial should be three things. Should be short, 15 to 20 seconds. You start to talk any longer than that, you may lose the people that you're talking to, their eyes may glaze over, right? You want it to be informative or descriptive and succinct, essentially what it is that you do, and then powerful, your why statement and why you do what you do and what it means to your clients. And this isn't to be confused with a memory hook, something that maybe rhymes. There's a friend of mine who's in the chiropractic business, and they talk about reaching, teaching, and touching lives since 1990. And it's great. And I remember now, I know they've told me their mini commercial before, but I don't remember that as well as I remember the memory hook. But there's a reason that it's called a memory hook, clearly, right? So that's not what I'm talking, like Nike, just do it. Like, I don't know that that's their mission statement, but that's definitely a memory hook, right? And then also, you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to have a thoughtful, well-prepared mini commercial. That, you know, that comes right from Dr. Meisner. He's like, you know, this is your chance. You have people's attention. Have something that you have practiced, that you have squared away, that you have in your back pocket that you can just tell somebody right now. Now, how do you start with that? Well, it's going to take you sit down and you start writing things out. What is it that I do? Like, you know, not, it's specific, but not so specific that it takes a couple minutes to describe, you know, something short so they can kind of get a taste. So the people you're talking to can kind of get a taste for what it is that you do, and let them ask you questions. And because maybe they don't, you know, at that point, maybe they don't care, right? Let's be honest. Excuse me. But the shorter, I want to say the shorter the better, but that definitely you have some information in there. And again, let them ask questions, make it powerful. And so you start writing it down, and then what do? You start to rehearse. And it might, maybe it doesn't roll off your tongue. So you start cutting things. Or, you know what, maybe this word's better, maybe that word's better, whatever. But then then you write it down. So now you have a finished product and you just read it from that, and however you've memorized things in the past, do that. But start doing that, then start saying it in front of a mirror because you want to be get or you want to start to get used to having eyes on you while you say it. Even if they're your own, it's a little bit weird, right? So get in front of the mirror. If there's, if you have a family, start telling your significant other, start telling your kids. Boy, mom or dad's kind of lost it. But no, just get in front of them and get used to somebody kind of moving around while you're telling them, maybe not looking at you, maybe still kind of paying attention to something else, whatever the case may be. Put somebody else in front of you and practice that way. So, and then, if you have friends at work, tell them too. Ask them to, hey, would you mind listening to this? By the time you get to your event, you'll have said it so many times it's just going to roll off your tongue. And here's the great part about it. If you screw it up while you're at the event, it doesn't matter. Nobody will know unless you literally stop and say, you know what, that is absolutely wrong. That's not what I meant to say. Let me start over. And they're going to. It's no big deal. Chances are they don't have one themselves. More times than not, people are ill prepared to go to networking events. They brought their cards, which is great, and that's a step in the right direction. But it's more than just passing out your cards and collecting cards. You're gonna have to talk to people, which you've done this before. You're an adult. You can do it. It's to have that prepped, and even if you screw up and just keep going, again, chances are nobody's going to know. But get to the point, what is it? Professionals change or professionals train until they can't get it wrong. Well, you don't have to necessarily go that far because you don't want it to be robotic. But also, if you do screw it up and you have to start over, then just start over. It's fine. They'll be impressed that you even, and that's not why you're doing it, but they'll be impressed that you even have something scripted and something that you say uniformly every time. This is what I do. So you owe it to yourself to have a thoughtful, well-prepared mini commercial. I want you to think about that. I want you to work on one. If you want to share it with me, I'd love to hear it. And just so you have an idea of what one might sound like, mine is, hello, my name is Craig McKim Business Development, and it is my mission to bring so much networking knowledge and skills to small business owners and entrepreneurs that they can then go out to give and receive more referrals than they've ever dreamed of. My name is Craig McKim with Craig McKim Business Development. So that was maybe what, 15, 16 seconds, and I kind of dogged it on that. So mine may be a little shorter than 15 seconds. That's fine. But I think you have kind of an idea of what I do, big picture, and then hopefully the questions come. Anyway, I promise you it was going to be a little bit shorter. Obviously, I started to go off there a couple times. I apologize, but I do appreciate you hanging in there and listening to me. If you have any questions on this or if you think that I can be helpful to you, please send me a message. I would be happy to listen. That's all I got. Hope you have a great one, and I'll talk to you real soon.